Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor to Jesus Christ, still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, I'm so glad to be coming here once again this morning, and I trust that you had a wonderful sleep and you had a wonderful day yesterday. I pray that today will be beautiful, more beautiful than it was yesterday. Well, today I have some few things to share with you, and I've titled it, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God. We'll use the next 4 days to go through this particular subject, because it's very, very important. You know, sometimes you want to hear from the Spirit of God, you want to hear from the Word of God, you want to hear God speak to you. How does God speak to us? You see, how can the Spirit of God speak to you? Does the Spirit of God speak to you through your mind, through your body, through circumstances around you? How does God talk to us? You know, we want to use the Spirit to find out exactly what the Word of God says, so that we can be led by the Spirit of God the way God wants for us to be led. You know, there are those who believe in being led by the Spirit of God, but being led by other things apart from the Spirit of God. Some people want to be led by prophets, by all kinds of things, you know. But the Bible is specific about this particular subject, and I want us to look at it in the Bible, and I want us to go to Romans chapter 8, and reading from verse 14. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, not by prophets, not by someone somewhere. No, but as many as are led by the Spirit of God. Of course, God can use the prophet to speak to you. But if what the prophet is saying does not confirm what God is really saying to you, then you should advise yourself. Hallelujah. Now, how does God talk to us? It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. How does he do it? You know, when you go to verse 16 of the same book, same chapter, I just read verse 14 to you. Verse 16 says, the Spirit himself. Now, the word itself is actually himself. The Spirit of God is a person. So it ought to be translated himself. It says, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. The Spirit himself bears witness. He testifies with our spirit that we are the children of God. How do you know you're a child of God? You know you're a child of God because the Spirit of God bears witness. He speaks to your spirit for you to know that you're a child of God. So how does the Spirit of God lead us? The Spirit of God leads us through our spirits. Hallelujah. We have spirits too. You see, we are spirit beings. We have a soul and we live in a body. Hallelujah. When you read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, Paul mentions that he says, I pray that your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless unto the appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You see, so we are spirit beings. We are spirit beings. We have souls and we live in bodies. You see, now when you go to Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27, it emphasizes some more. The Bible hits the nail on the head, you know, completely. It says, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. In other words, if it was written in this in our present day English, it would have read, the spirit of man is the light bulb of the Lord. You see, the spirit of man is what God uses to search all the inward parts of the belly, to search all the things that has to do with you. God speaks to you through your recreated human spirit. How does God lead you? God leads us through our spirits, not through our minds. You see, our minds also have a voice. The mind has a voice. The voice of the mind is called the reasoning. And the body also has a voice. The voice of the body is called feelings. But God does not lead us by our minds, neither does he lead us by our bodies. The Bible didn't say, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And he didn't say that the Spirit of God bears witness with our minds. You see, he didn't say that. He didn't say the Spirit of God bears witness with our bodies. So the Spirit of God does not bear witness with your mind, neither does it bear witness with your body. He bears witness with your spirit. Hallelujah. Your mind will normally go on a fleece. It's your mind that, you know, does this thing. He says that, God, if it is really you speaking, if you really want me to marry that lady, God, let her come and say hi to me when she sees me. It's your mind that is saying that. Your mind is reasoning things out. You see, the Spirit of God won't do that for you. You see, you may have been led once or twice like that before, but that's not how the Spirit of God leads. The Spirit of God leads us through our spirits, through our recreated spirit. Hallelujah. Now, how does it work? I'm going to use the next few days to show you how exactly it works. But I want you to know that God does not lead you by your feelings. So sometimes you feel, oh, I feel like doing this. I feel like going here. That's what God is telling me. I'm receiving it by a certain feeling. You feel like that. Your feelings is not the voice of the Spirit. That's not how God leads you. God leads you through your spirit. He leads you through your spirit, not through your mind, not through your body. Hallelujah. I'll see you again tomorrow and I'll explain further. I'll help you with knowing how you can be led by the Spirit through your recreated human spirit. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.